Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest,
your hermitage of the heart,
your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints. Today, we're going to be talking about some very interesting things about spiritual warfare and marriage, in particular, something Father Ripperger calls the demonic principle of inversion, which we found to be incredibly
true.
Yeah, when we read it.
True. When you hear it, you're going to go, oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, all right, first of all, we began this whole series, we begin the marriage retreat with that powerful scene with us and the exorcist, and how he said, your marriage will protect me and the rite of exorcism, sacramental marriage. Mm-hmm. And
power of marriage, which is the impetus for us even doing all this work, is like, you have no idea the power in your marriage to push back the darkness.
Yeah. And I mean, it's probably appropriate to just recall when we first got married, we were two complete and utter messes joining together.
Two broken toys.
Way broken toys, like all four tires off the Tonka truck. And that was me. And I don't know what your little toy.
Think I was the Barbie doll with the hair that's all entangled and she's missing an arm and a leg.
All limbs. Yeah. And then crawling around looking for the limbs and trying to figure out.
Right.
None of my
clothes matched.
I know. It's just terrifying things like that. Yeah. So we honestly were just. We knew we were both very, very broken. We had both come through incredibly painful periods in life. And that's good in the sense that we both came with some degree of humility. I wouldn't say a lot, but some. And the recognition that we had to work pretty hard to figure it all out. I mean,
I think, at least for me, my recognition was, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
God alone has got to lead me in and out of this. And that was, my prayer in my reversion into the faith was, Lord, you take over my life and I'm going to do whatever you ask of me. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have anything. I had tried it all. I had leaned into my own strength and it came up wanting. There was nothing there for me to give. And it's truly, I know from the core of my being, I can do nothing without Christ. With him, I can do all things. Without him, I can do nothing. He is my breath and my life. So when you come to that realization, it changes everything.
Right. And so we knew that, we had serious challenges. I had just about died in the first 6 months. Ended up in the emergency room with an ambulance and all that.
We got custody of our eldest son.
That was,
he was
a wreck.
And we were combining our families and we both had very, very stressful jobs. I mean, it was just a lot.
And I guess, when we speak to the power of a healthy marriage, it's not that, when a couple gets on the right track, they end up having a worldwide apostolate doing priestly formation for 100-something dioceses and teaching in 3 seminaries and marriage. I mean, it's not that that's the promise, but the promise is that when you are able to recognize you can't do this thing on your own and have some hope that it can be glorious, divine, if you will, playing off the name of the retreat and also this show, that you can know a life of peace with your spouse, joy with your spouse. You can know a life of intimacy that's very healthy and holy.
You get healed and the world changes around you.
Yeah.
And the thing is what's the alternative?
Yeah.
I have to really ask, and I That's a sincere question. If you're struggling and in pain, what's the alternative? Are you going to give up? Are you going to stay in that pain? Or are you going to seek to follow the Lord with all that you are, even if your spouse isn't ready to go with you?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I just had a really hard but beautiful conversation with a beautiful woman who came out. She said, I'm tired of suffering. And I just had this thought, maybe I'm supposed to talk to Stephanie. She came out here and we talked and just started to peel back the layers and say, okay, what are the baby steps that we need to do
right.
to get, first of all, your spiritual life rightly ordered, mm-hmm. right? Your physical life mm-hmm. rightly ordered. Because when we release some of the pressure there and the healing starts to come, then the marriage is going to get better.
Yeah,
the family's going to get better. The circumstances are going to get better because it makes a space for grace to flow.
Right.
And the Lord's just saying, follow me, pick up your cross and follow me. And sometimes it's doing the things that we know we need to do, but we don't, sometimes we don't even think we have the strength to do it.
You know? Yeah. Until somebody helps us. And I would say, I mean, that story is an amalgamation of 50 stories.
100, you know,
yeah,
200.
It's nothing unique that happened recently. It just happens over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, part of our role, and we had to figure out a lot harder because we didn't really have a lot of help. We had some, is just, okay, what's the next right thing to do? And then giving hope, I think, is a big part of what we're doing to people who say, well, if two messed up people like you and me, can go from all of that brokenness to a very joyful marriage and life, then maybe I can too.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is just a word of hope to a weary heart, to a broken heart oftentimes,
yeah.
and really help someone lean in and go, okay, I'm going to try again. You know, I remember we were doing a marriage retreat a few years ago and I was very sick. My lungs were failing. And so I had to use a breathing treatment in between every talk, and I could barely talk. So Stephanie would talk, and then I'd go behind the podium and I would connect up to the breathing and the medication. And then I would talk, and I was having trouble. And there were two pulmonologists or people who knew that realm of medical science. And they said, would you please let me help you? And gosh, it's emotional. It's strange, but I had hope, but I honestly hate the medical system. Like, it's
well, you were kind of like at your end. You had tried everything.
Right, right.
You weren't getting better. It's like, I keep doing all these things. I'm not getting better. You're gonna be the answer. You know, I think that can happen, you know.
Yeah, but truly though, they gave me a spark of hope, but I was so disenchanted with how bad. So our medical system, there have been wonderful people who have saved my life over and over again, and I've been blessed by them, and particularly more recently Catholics that have taken care of us. But I'm getting to a point about marriage here, but I was so discouraged that even though I had two experts in front of me who were the tops in their field, it took me a year to go, okay, I'm going to enter back into this crappy system,
mm-hmm.
but would you please help me? And thanks be to God, a group of Catholic physicians, four of them, those were two, got me in and through it. And I'm now healthier than I've ever been in my entire life at 60, which makes no sense, right?
Right.
So my point is this, and related to marriage, is what happens to those who come to the retreat. And I'm not trying to sell the retreat. I'm just saying this is the truth. What happens to those who gain a vision of marriage that's the way the Lord desires.
Mm-hmm. And they've never heard before.
Right. They get that spark of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get clear next steps. And then, okay, all right, I can do this.
Right.
You know, and then you start to do it. And then what happens is, as you start to do it, you are then orienting yourself to the graces that God wants to pour out upon you. You're right. Receiving.
Yeah. He will not save you without you.
Right.
He will not change your marriage without you. He
right.
won't save your family without you. It requires an engagement, a total fiat and a yes to say, Lord, help me. I've obviously been doing this my way. It's not working.
Right.
I'm done. I completely surrender this to you. And you take over. That's the question. That's the plea. That's the prayer that he always answers.
So then we come to the topic of this show, which is a long introduction, is when that happens, we talked about entering into the castle. Mm-hmm. The demonic forces that come against you will increase. And that's just a reality.
They reveal themselves.
Yeah, but it also...
We should talk about that when we
get back from the break.
Let's talk about that. Because that, you know, when people hear that, it's like, no, then I'm not going to do anything, right?
No.
But there's a greater understanding that we need to understand.
And there's no reason to be
this.
Afraid.
Right.
That's the thing. You don't need to be afraid of it because he who is in you, scripture says, is greater than he who is in the world. Your guardian angel is more powerful than Satan himself because Satan has fallen and he's in chains. So you have all the power you need and all the graces you need, maybe not all the insight and wisdom and help you need. I mean, you've got to choose all that. But when you avail yourself of those things, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at you. You're going to make it through. But it is important for people to know, like, you know, we have people who are on the way to the marriage retreat and are getting second thoughts. Well, understanding that's from the enemy, right?
Yeah.
Or their water heater breaks for the first time in 100 years.
You get a flat tone.
You know,
their 3-year old gets up and throws up on your brand new carpet. Listen,
right.
I've been there.
There's all kinds of stuff that keeps people. And if you understand what's happening, you're going to be fine because you can then face it down and say, yeah, you're not telling me what to do. I'm going. You're not telling me what to do. I'm sticking to this program. I'm on God's plan now. I'm not getting off. Beat me up all you want. I'm staying on God's program.
Right.
So when we get back from the break, we'll dive in to that. Friends, I just want to tell you about a new course at the Avila Institute, which when I read the title, I went, oh, wow, I'd really like to take that course. It's Padre Pio and the Mystery of the Stigmata. And if you've ever wondered about that, and I have, and I've read his biography, which is fascinating, Dr. Alfonso Pinto, who's a fantastic teacher, is going to be diving into Padre Pio's life and the mystery, his own devotion, his spiritual development, and how and why he was blessed with the incredibly painful grace of the stigmata. So if you're interested in checking that out, make sure you go out to abila-institute.org. There's a lot of other great courses there as well that you might want to take. And this is called a School of Spiritual Formation course, which means you're sitting under a doctor of the church, but a PhD authorized to teach in the church. And but he's teaching a course that you can do and if you have very limited time and you're a busy mom or dad or whatever. So go to avila-institute.org and check it out. Okay, friends, welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio. We're talking about marriage and the demonic. Just before we jump in, I want to tell people, if you have questions about any of this, any of these shows, I think, producer, can we send them to questions@myabila.com? Is that the right address? Sound good to you? Or are you just guessing too? No, she says it's good. Okay. questions@myabila.com. I'm sorry, I said org earlier. It's questions@myabila.com. And ask your questions, anything about marriage you want to ask about. We'll try to answer those questions on the show. So now, how does the enemy work in marriage? And one thing that Father Ripperger, in his very powerful and interesting book, Dominion.
Which, if you need a way to fall asleep at night, pick that up. It's not scary. It is huge.
Yeah, it's a textbook.
It's a textbook.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to get a quarter in and you're going to sleep like a baby.
Don't tell Father Ripperger she said that. I won't tell him you said that.
But, you know, it's a lot. It's the
best, in my opinion. It's
fascinating, you know,
compendium of knowledge on the demonic. But
sure.
there's this beautiful, powerful wisdom that he has here applies to marriage.
Yeah. So this comes from his book, Dominion. If you have it and you want to reference it, it's page 110. So it's called The Demonic Principle of Inversion. Since demons chose contrary to the truth, everything they do inverts the right order. And this pertains not just in relationship to activities of human beings and the demon's own activities, but even in the order of understanding. So they affect understanding,
yep.
And they flip it on its head. They invert it. Mm-hmm. So when demons affect people's perceptions, very often, if one simply inverts the perception of what one thinks is the case, he is more likely to know the truth. Mm-hmm. The devil inverts reality. That is, he turns things inside out, upside down. Then he presents the inversion as the honest to God truth. For example, if a wife who is under diabolic attack thinks her husband is being unfaithful, then it is more likely to be the case that he is faithful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a lot here, right? There's a lot here. And so you want to kind of think of this in the realm of the relationship between the spouses, right? And I've often shared that really what we have to understand in the spiritual realm, that our battleground is right here. It's in the mind. It's in the thoughts that come into our head, right? St. Paul tells us in scripture, I don't know the passage, but he says, take all thoughts captive to Christ. What does that mean? It means every thought that comes into my mind, I must take it captive to Christ. I must compare it to Galatians 5, 22, 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. I'm missing one in there. So those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Anything that resembles the fruits of the Holy Spirit is going to be of the Lord. It's going to be good. If it's faithful, it's going to be good. If it's going to be joyful, it's going to be good. If it's going to invoke self-control in me, that's good. And I should follow those thoughts and those instincts to follow the Lord. The inverse of that is when I receive thoughts that are opposite of that, right? If they cause me to, you know, to be suspicious, right? This is what he's talking about here. If I spend my time, you know, he's not looking at me. He must be thinking of another woman, right? Or he, you know, he didn't come home exactly on time. He must have veered off somewhere and done something with somebody or whatever, right? Suspicion drives division. Anything that's going to be driving division between you and your spouse, when there's no pattern, there's no normalcy in that, and there's a lot of trauma or difficulty happening in the relationship, chances are it's going to be the opposite of that. So we take all thoughts captive to Christ. Is this of the Lord? If it's not of the Lord, I'm not going to follow that thought to its completion, because how I think will be how I speak, will be how I act. And I often get questions, well, like, this is stirring in my mind. Should I not go ahead and just tell my husband that, you know, I think X, Y, Z, that I think he's broken, that I think he's, you know, should I say things to him that are going to diminish him or disrespect him just because I believe that they're true? Well, no, it's not of the Lord. Don't speak those things into the life of your marriage, because it'll just kill it.
Yeah, don't be a mouthpiece for the devil, we always tell, to your spouse, you know, the accuser. So the enemy's primary goal is to get us to divide us between our spouses, but ultimately between us and God. But if your spouse are united in the sacrament of marriage and a holy marriage, it makes it very hard for the enemy to get at your kids. And it makes it hard to, when you're not isolated, when you're isolated, you're an easy target. When you're not isolated, you're not an easy target. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's trying to get you to do. And this demonic principle of inversion, it happens a lot. And the last show, this is just one of a series, if you didn't know that, and you can find them all at spiritualdirection.com's website. But the last show we talked about the speaker listener technique and how the feedback loop is super powerful. One of the things the feedback loop does is it breaks the power of the enemy to deceive, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest problems I've seen in marriage, and I wonder if you think this is more prominent among men or women, but it's what I would call God mode thinking, mm-hmm. which is this, that you get a strong impression, and usually it's accompanied by desolation in a discernment of spirit standpoint, and you absolutely know something is true, even though you can't know that that's true. Does that make sense?
You mean pontificating?
No,
you mean just
it's God mode in that
God mode.
It's God okay. mode in that you
are, become your own God.
No, you're proclaiming a position you're proclaiming a truth that you can't you have no idea to know. Like, what is the motive of the other person? What is the other one feeling? What did they mean by what they said?
Yes.
What did they really mean by what they said? What's mm-hmm. really going on?
Yeah.
And God mode has to be absolutely eliminated from marriage. It's like no ammo in the closet we talked about last time of past. You can't bring past offenses to a new offense. Otherwise, it's an impossible battle to win between you two. So you can't allow God mode in marriage, which is knowing something that you absolutely have no ability to know. You may feel it, but this is the big problem. I'm curious, do you think that God mode is more of a woman problem or a man problem?
Oh, you can't even say that anymore.
Well, I didn't make any assessments.
I'm just saying in this world, because of the internet, because of everything that we've been fed, everybody's living off their emotions.
Yeah.
Obviously it's probably more of a problem with women, because we're more feeling, we're emotions. We have more words for emotions. We have a bigger hippocampus in our brain. So it helps us live in that area.
Hippocampus.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anyway, I'll take it as a compliment here. So anyway, so when we're living in our emotions, then it just feeds that, right? But I think at the core of that, because if you're saying, well, like, I'm struggling and my husband's doing X and I'm feeling Y, mm-hmm. and therefore Z must be true. And I, you know, women will get crazy, you know, temptations. I shouldn't have ever married him. I've made a mistake. I should become a nun. I mean, all of it, right?
Did you ever try in a nun outfit?
No.
Okay.
No,
just wondering how far you've gone with all that.
So anyway, all of that being said, is at the core of it is like, no, what's really going on? And if you stop and slow down, like, when did you ever, you know, feel dismissed, disregarded, abandoned, rejected? When did you feel like, you know, you didn't matter? When was the first time you felt that? Go back in your history. Go back in your childhood. When did you first feel that? And when somebody slows down and actually asks that question, the lights start to go on.
Right.
Oh, wait. What's being revealed right now that I keep feeling that's coming off my husband or coming off my wife had a root somewhere else. And it was way back in my wounds when I was younger.
Right.
You know, somewhere in my history, right? And when you start dealing with that kind of thing, then it breaks this stronghold, because then you don't see your spouse as the problem. You know, my husband is not, you are not mine to fix. Mm-hmm. And I am not yours to fix. You are mine to respect and love. I am yours to cherish and nurture and love, right? Mm-hmm. So it just changes that. And that's what we have to do to break this demonic inversion, you know, principle in marriages.
So we're coming to the end of our time. So what I think we ought to do is do a second show.
Okay.
And I think what I want to talk about in the next show is we'll call it the demonic well of pain and marital conflict. Mm-hmm. Because you started to touch on that issue of the unresolved wells of pain, that when you come to an event in your marriage and there's an unresolved well of pain, let's say from your childhood, that event taps into that well. Mm-hmm. It goes sky high because there's never been a resolution. But the pain that comes from the interaction in marriage isn't all because of the marriage. It's because of that event in your marriage added on to wounds that have never been healed, mm-hmm. and how the enemy uses those and then escalates. And right. those are the times when he can distort in your thinking more easily what the other is saying or trying to communicate to you, because you've got this filter that is your well of pain that doesn't even allow you to hear some things sometimes that the other is saying.
Yeah.
So when we hit the next series, we'll dig into that and talk a little more about discernment of spirits in marriage and the way out through. And I want to talk through some not necessarily exact, but maybe we can think of instances where you and I had conflict, and this has happened in our marriage before, mm-hmm. many times, where either you or I said, "Hey, I think this is demonic," mm-hmm. because I'm saying X and you're hearing W. And or you say the same thing in principle, and then we have a rule when that happens is you stop, mm-hmm. and you go, okay, let's stop, let's pray, let's reset, and then now let's figure out the enemy's messing with us, let's not be subject to him, and how do we deal with that? So we'll deal with that in the next show in the series. Go out to spiritualdirection.com. Please tell everyone about us. Like, subscribe. You can
hit the bell
on our YouTube page is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But we have a new website coming on spiritualdirection.com that's going to be incredible. So keep an eye out for that.
Make sure you subscribe to the page.
And I think we have one or two seats left in our upcoming marriage retreat.
If that.
Don't say where it is. Yeah. It's top secret. But go to spiritualdirection.com/events and you'll find out. We have one or two seats left and we'll look forward to seeing you there in person.
Okay. Until then. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.